Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Welcome to Wilderness Radio. My name is Willie Bernard, Virgil Spragus, Russell Hode on this Tuesday. Tell you what, it has been a wild week and we survived it, but we're here. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother? Hey, Russell, how you doing?
Hanging in there, brother. We got Dairy Queen can come get their fucking blizzards. All right, I've had enough.
Well, that's what happens when Pelosi's pissed off, you know. But I tell you what.
It's been a rough couple of days down here. We've got more freezing rain and snow for tomorrow.
Right.
This is unheard of in South Central Texas, man.
I know. I was worried about you after.
Well, I've got electricity. I've now got running water in the master bathroom and both toilets and in the washroom. Nothing in the kitchen. But I can shit, shower, and shave, so I'm in good shape.
Well, that's good.
How about you, Virgil? How y'all holding up? I heard y'all got some snow there in Girl's Titties.
We got a very, very little bit of snow. Mostly it was a giant ice maker.
Oh yeah.
That's what my nephew was saying. I've got three inches of ice in my pickup bed right now. Just got through torching off the steps. Me and the wife got through out there. We took a chip and hammer, and I took my my roofing torch, and we melted the ice off of it. And now we got steps. Midnight's not ice skating down the steps to go outside and use the bathroom anymore. We're not hoping to take any rides in the ambulance. Well, the ambulance can't bring you to the hospital anyway. All the interstates are shut down.
Right.
I don't know how they're planning on getting me to Alabama tomorrow, but we're gonna try it. And
I tell you, yeah, my nephew's out there. He's on a riverboat, barge boat, you call him, and everything. He's up in your neck of the woods, and he was sending pictures of the ice, and I was like, wow. You know, so, but I was surprised he can get his boat through all that, you know. But I told him to give you a call, Virgil, because he's right down there somewhere close to you.
All of this, I mean, Russell, this was the perfect time to have training, man. I mean,
right.
You know, we could have done that Arctic training thing, you know. We should have got the fellas together. Did something. Did y'all watch that video I just sent y'all? Did y'all happen to catch that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I watched it.
Okay, and you need to turn the notification off on the phone. That's very irritating. Okay.
I'm doing it right now. But, go ahead and explain it to our audience.
Well, this woman here, she's an Austrian dissident. Her husband and her came over pre-World War II from Austria after
mm-hmm.
the Nazis took power. And it was, I'm going to plainly say this, if an 80-year-old Austrian World War II dissident tells me to buy more guns and buy more ammo, because she sees what's happening, what happened in Austria happening here. That's good enough for me, fellas. I don't know about y'all, but that's good
enough.
Exactly.
Well, that's like this stupid gun control law they're trying to pass here in New Mexico, which is coming up tomorrow, and I am going to be a part of, to go against it, is, you know, they're trying to punish parents for training their kids on safety on how to use guns. And if they train their kids, those parents will be punished. How evil is that?
Well, you know, the whole point of it is that what you're talking about there is irrelevant to the main call, Joseph. It has nothing to do with the end mission whatsoever. We said this is coming. We've been telling everybody for years.
Yep.
It's here, and nobody should be in the least bit surprised by what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what they planned for, and if they were able to push through this gun control bill and their domestic terrorism bill, half the country
mm-hmm.
will be felons and classified as terrorists, a.k.a. boot up the FEMA camp. And it's on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said if Biden does get in the office, that by summer, end of summer, the whole shit kabang's going to come unwound. And we're
mm-hmm.
headed that way at a pace unprecedented in American history. That's just
my thoughts
on it.
I agree with you 100%.
What
are you talking about? It's coming. You know, all of that Reynolds rap, that we invested in and wore on our heads, it paid off. It paid off. Okay? Because for all of you listening out there that took this show as a Saturday night live skit, as a comedy routine, okay, how is this, how is this, you got your $15 an hour yet? No. All of your BLMs out there, all your BLMs, all right, y'all receive your reparations checks yet? No.
No.
But you know what you did receive? What you did receive? You received a higher unemployment rate. You received your socialism in Texas, okay, with these windmills, with these solar panels. Your goddamn fucking electric company couldn't keep up with you, and you had to go sleep in your goddamn cars with them running, and a couple of you even fucking died because you didn't have enough sense to open up the fucking garage door, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Hot Wheels Abbott, boy, I'm not going to get on that. I'm going to save that for Russell. I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that.
Oh, I bet I'll watch him. Hey, we got Ron on. I'm going to bring him on. Russell, go ahead and talk, brother. I'll bring Ron on.
What were you saying to Russell? I'm sorry, brother.
I started to bring up Hot Wheels. I started to bring up Hot Wheels and his statement he made, you know, but I'm going to leave that to you. That's your backyard. I'm going to leave that one up to you.
Let me tell you about a worthless piece of dog shit called the governor of Texas. I tell you what, he is the most worthless waste of skin running around the United States of America in existence today. The man is a coward. The man is weak. The man is a Democrat in a red tie, and I'm telling you what, he posts stuff, and people all over Texas has got nothing to say to him, or anything good to say to him, I should say. And I tell you what, him, Patrick, the whole Republican Party is cooked right here in Texas now. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and people are saying, oh, Texas needs to secede. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we need to be a Second Amendment sanctuary state. But you know what? With Hot Wheels Abbott in office, Mr. Limp Dick himself, it ain't going to happen, baby. He's more Democrat than he ever was Republican. And right now here in Texas, we are fucked.
Russell, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know when y'all next governor's election is, but I can tell you what. I live in Louisiana, and I don't care if I can't vote in Texas and I don't live in Texas. I will campaign because I know he is going to run. I know it. I can feel it in my bones. If Alan throws his hat in the ring. There is no way. There is no way he can lose.
Only by cheating.
They believe that. They think that and believe that. I mean, to hear him and Patrick talk, they are the fucking heroes of Texas. But you know what? I can't name 10 Texans right off the top of my head that think that. look what he did to our West Texas landscape. We've got hundreds upon hundreds of turbines out there that are frozen, useless, actually draining from the power grid since they're froze up. It's just
the solar panels.
Solar farms. But I posted a thing today. I don't know if y'all saw it, but the one thing I do love about what we're suffering through right here now in Texas is this is absolutely, hands down, the best example that could ever be made of the absolute inefficiency and uselessness of anything green power. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
we are not
mm-hmm.
there. Turbines ain't going to work. Solar panels ain't going to work. Quit killing my fucking eagles. Quit frying my fucking eagles. Give that stupid shit up, and let's get to work on something real. All right? Because
right now,
oil and coal is the only thing that works in keeping America warm and from freezing to death. And I tell you what, you can thank your governors, you can thank your fucking congressmen, you can thank your fucking senators. I don't care how much you like them cocksuckers. They are not working for you. They are not
mm-hmm.
working for America. Remove your head from your, remove your cranium from your anal cavity and fucking look around. And I'm
right.
gonna shut up now and let somebody else talk.
Rod, what is your input, brother? I mean, what's your thoughts on all this? With the gun control grabbing, I mean, with the Green Deal failing, it failed everywhere. You know, and not just in Texas, but everywhere. And there's one catch to this, guys, that nobody really caught on to. I caught on to it. Do you notice Florida is not don't even have any snow?
What? In English this time?
Did you notice that Florida doesn't have any snow? The only state?
Well, so anyways, as far as the gun deal goes, or what they got going on with that, I was reading what it inquires. And it inquires quite a bit. I mean, it's complete and absolute dictatorship
mm-hmm.
over your gun rights. What they're trying to pass right now. And well, first of all, we're not going to listen to them. They can kiss our ass up here. But the fact is just the
well,
fact that they're
sure.
trying to pass that. Just
Hello?
The fact that they're trying to pass it is
Hello?
Is asinine. It's totally and absolutely.
Yeah, I hear you, Russell.
Out there.
I hear you, Russell.
Hello.
Yeah, we hear you, Russell. He's been having troubles with his cell signal up there. I hear you, Russell. We hear you. He's calling back in. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, so anyways, it should not be allowed to pass. I was reading up on that. Well, you saw the thing I posted earlier.
Well, that's why I'm going to be involved. That's why I'm getting involved in the committee meeting tomorrow on Zoom. A lot of us are and everything. But on top of that, they stuck another thing in there that I forgot to post it. They're going to tax you 50% on ammo, 20%. When you buy a gun, they threw that in there today.
Yeah, and they're just trying to make it so that you can't buy ammo.
Mm-hmm.
I think people have been buying ammo for years.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it ready, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
That's what they're
Go
say.
Ahead.
Remember when Obama was in office and he limited the amount of ammo that you could buy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is just another step towards that, right? They're going to make it so damn expensive that you're not going to be able to buy it. You know?
Unless you go in the streets and you get it off the streets, you know? But shit.
You're going to pay 5 times the price for it on the street. You think they're going to make you a better deal on the streets? Black
well,
market?
No. Yeah, no, but...
Good luck with that.
Right. As far as the Green Deal goes, that's a fucking hoax.
Well,
that's a big fucker.
You know, I've never done it myself. I've watched people do it. It's kind of a little tedious process. You know, I got a woosah and burn incense and you know say a Zen prayer and whatever. But I believe I'm going to invest in some reloading equipment. And, you know, if they want to go ahead and tax the ammo, you know, okay, you know, so what? They're going to do what they want to do anyway. The past election proved that. Okay. The pussification of America let that happen. So I'm going to start investing in reloading equipment and get some dyes and watch some videos and talk to some people and I'm gonna start pressing and priming my own cartridges and you know, because I don't, you know, I've got to see what they're gonna do, if they're gonna tax the, you know, if they're gonna count empty brass as ammo, or projectiles as ammo, or primers as ammo, or powder as ammo. You know, I've got to see what they're going to do along those lines.
Don't give me any ideas, Virgil.
Well, I'm waiting on some equipment right now. Hey, Ron, have you ever seen these things that they have out now? Let me grab mine here. This X Products can cannon. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think I have.
Okay. It screws on to a AR or M16 upper receiver, and it has a funny-looking barrel in it. It's mainly made to throw gas compression. You fire blanks through it. But you load a soda can down in this son of a bitch, and you can shoot that son of a bitch about 150 yards.
Damn.
Okay. It'll shoot a full soda can. Now with my depraved, you know, Russell knows my depraved mad scientist mind. You know, I'm gonna start pulling out the slide rule, and I might get Russell to work up some numbers on that Star Trek calculator he's got from the ass end of Mars over there. That's got Greek and Egyptian symbols on it. And I'm going to see if, I mean, fuck it. We're going to be called terrorists anyway, so fuck it. You might as well learn how to make mortar shells. You might as well learn how to make, you know, IEDs and all this kind of shit here, because you're going to need them. You're going to need them. I mean, y'all don't realize how much fun you can have with homemade flash powder and Daisy BBs. Y'all don't realize how much fun you can have with that shit.
We do, because you had Homeland Security called you a few times.
I'm on a first name basis with them old boys. They like me.
So, not to mention,
really,
he almost blew up his garage. He almost blew up his garage.
I did not blow up the garage. What I did, if you let me explain, what I did is I did a mixture, and you know you want to test this shit before you use it. So I just simply filled up a Marlboro 100 red cigarette pack with it and rigged a fuse, and I put it out in the yard, and hell, I didn't think it was going to make that big of a boom. Well, evidently it did. It knocked the cable signal out on the TV. Susan came flying out the house along with my niece, and we had to go around the house and check every window in the house, make sure none of them was busted. But it was some good shit. It was some good shit. You know, Susan had to take a couple of Xanaxes, you know, to calm down. But I mean, you know, the shit worked.
Yeah, I remember,
you know,
when that happened. When you mentioned that, I was dying laughing. I was like, "Yep, another visit with Homeland Security coming up."
Well, if you'd have seen the way her and Linda come flying out of the house, and they saw that mushroom cloud go up in the air, and you know, what was that? I said, you know, just a firecracker. firecracker in my head. Now I got to take a Xanax. He's running the house crying.
So, how
that woman done put up with me for 25 years is beyond me.
That was funny, though. But, you know, but and Virgil's being serious about this, everybody. I mean, like he said, we're going to be marked terrorists, so we might as well live up to it. I mean,
you
I agree.
You might as well learn, because I'm going to tell you what. Whether you're right or wrong, you're going to be wrong anyway.
Yep.
You're going to be wrong anyway. It's going to come down to where you're going to be driving down the road, and these people are going to pull up behind you in these Suburbans with their blue lights on, unmarked, going to get out, full battle rattle, everything else, and they're going to ask you for your papers, they're going to ask you for this, they're going to ask you for that, and then, you know, well, the Fourth Amendment doesn't exist anymore, and it doesn't exist anymore, so they're going to search your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And if they find a spent shotgun shell and some beer cans in the back of your pickup truck, they're going to run you. Okay?
Yep.
Oh, here, we got proof that you got a firearm, and you're not in the database for a to have any firearms registered. Oh, we're going to take you in. We're going to take you in. We're going to search your home.
Or this, Virgil.
You're going to be fingerprinted. You're going to be fingerprinted and photographed so many times.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take DNA samples. They're going to swab your asshole for COVID. They're going to do anything and everything to you possible. And
mm-hmm.
then you know what they're going to tell you? They're going to tell you, well, we're not going to arrest you, but the deal is you're going to become our informant.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to report to us once a week, and you're going to tell us who's saying what and who's got what.
Mm-hmm.
Nazi-style Germany. But, you know, as I
Nazi-style Germany.
What this is going to lead up to, too, is like I was trying to say, was Ron, I can piss him off by saying something. He can make a phone call. Hey, this dude over here threatened me with a gun, da-da-da-da-da. Even though I didn't, they can come to my house and do whatever they want.
Well, people need to be aware, too, that they're going to, if this goes through, right, they're going to start
mm-hmm.
rolling up on people's houses at like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and stuff like that. So people need to start
mm-hmm.
establishing sleep patterns. If you got more than one person that you can rely on around you, you know what I mean? People taking shifts sleeping to alert everybody else in the house. Setting up maybe some alarm systems around your family, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you what right now. There ain't nobody sneaking up on Russell with them damn dogs he got.
Yeah, right? Hey, you know what? Little dogs are alarm systems, man. They really are, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't even like
got eight of
those. I've been thinking about buying a couple just because of that.
Yeah.
I got eight of them, believe me.
They traumatized I ordered some food delivered the other day because I just didn't feel like fucking going out. So had a little food delivered to the house and stuff. And that poor black girl probably traumatized for the rest of her life, man. She come walking up to the front door, the ring doorbell. And those dogs hit that window and come unglued. And I tell you what, you ain't never seen eyes that big before. She dropped the food, didn't even wait on her tip.
Right.
But in all seriousness, though, I mean, you know, Biden has already stated that he's going to sign an EO, an executive order, on banning gun, and, you know, the Second Amendment, which is actually illegal. But he's going to try to do it anyway.
He's planning on appealing to the Senate to pass this crap through, and considering they own the Senate now, you know what I mean? It could happen.
Well, as far as the EO, all right, that was already tried, you know, under a Supreme Court ruling called Brown versus Tennessee Board of Education. All right, when the Supreme Court ordered the desegregation of all public facilities, including schools. Lyndon Baines Johnson tried the executive order. He tried to overrule that. And before the ink even dried on the paper, they told him, no, don't even try it. Okay.
But here's the thing with that, Virgil, is that now the Supreme Court is corrupt. We know how corrupt it is. So, you know, the Constitution doesn't mean anything
anymore. Even though he signed it, okay, enforcement without activating the military, and even if they activate the military to enforce it, would be virtually impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, people forget, and why they do and why they put up with it, I will never know. But an executive order is not law. It only applies to government agencies and government employees. It has no weight of authority on the American people other than they stupidly and blindly obey them. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
No. You're right.
Mandated law.
You know,
they're nothing.
It's just like these state laws. It's just like these state laws that say you have to buy a hunting license even if you hunt on your private property. All right. No. You do not. Not if you hunt and fish on your private property. Okay. You have to buy a hunting license if you hunt on reserves, on federal reserves or federal wildlife reserves.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that I know for a fact, because that I got wrote up a ticket for, and instead of taking it to court before a jury and everything else, they sort of just said, well, we're just going to let this slide.
Mm-hmm.
The times I have a private pond right next to my house, we used to have 700 acres. My family used to have 700 acres behind Grove State, close to the Chaffalaw Basin. We used to get some pretty good deer out of there. Damn good rabbit hunt until a dumbass has sold it. And they've run up on me several times, you know. Let me see your hunting license. I'm on family property. I'm on private property. That don't matter. Well, write the fucking shit up. Go ahead. Write it like you see it, asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'll take it to court.
Yeah. If you call down here to the sheriff's office and you talk to Sheriff Stassi or you talk to Ronnie Hebert, Major of Criminal Investigations, and this, that, and every one of these deputies, I don't care who you pick, they'll tell you about me. You know, I don't give a shit how I talk to them. They come off me with some stupid shit, I'm going to come unglued on them. I don't care. They know I carry a gun, too. I have let them know several times, that badge on your chest means what I let it mean. What I let it mean. You know, when you're staring down the barrel of a gun and I'm staring down the barrel of a gun, whether you're a cop or you're a criminal, it makes no difference then. It's all about a matter of survival.
Yep.
Who's quickest on the trigger?
Yep.
So do what you got to do. So do what you gotta do. And you know, you want to come in my front yard with the bullshit? That's fine. We'll all be some shot up, dead, dying, bleeding motherfuckers out here. And I'll let them know that right quick in a fast and a hurry.
Right.
But you know, this is all about, you know, we said this for many, many years on the show about the Gunka show that was coming up and everything. And you know, this is a start of communism with the CCP, China. This is what they're doing. They got to take our guns away in order for China to come in. That's the other thing people are looking at and everything. I mean, I can read between the lines, see exactly what's going on. I know you guys can too.
Well,
you know,
Joseph, it's all a big hypocrisy. It's all a big hypocrisy. You know, people talk about how, oh, I miss Ronald Reagan, you know, and how good he was. Let me tell you when this gun control bullshit really started. This gun control bullshit really started in California when Ronald Reagan was governor. And a man named Huey P. Newton and the Black Panthers went into the California state capitol loaded down teeth. To address the California legislature. They couldn't stop them. There was no law to stop them. All their weapons were legal. They were all American citizens. They could not stop them. That's when it came about that Ronald Reagan pushed the fucking gun grab and gun ban agenda. And Feinstein picked that shit up, and she's starting to run with it and run with it and run with it. And it's like a cancer.
Well, now we got Sheila Jackson doing the same thing with her stupid gun laws that they're trying to pass right now, you know.
But
that's Russell. That's Russell's home girl. That's Russell's home girl.
But you know, I mean, all these bills are stupid. I mean, they make no sense. Most of these bills are already law. I've read some of these bills.
22,000. Russell has said it before, and you can't look them up. It's like looking up the tax code. There are 22,000 anti-gun laws on the books already that are not being enforced. 22,000. And they want to come up with this terrorism bullshit, this white supremacist bullshit. Okay, what about November 1983 when them fuckers set off a bomb inside the United States Senate? And the one that did it got pardoned by Obama and is now the leader of Black Lives Matter.
Yep.
Now, hey, Virgil, those 22,000 laws, those are the total of federal laws on the book. So my point was on those is that I guarantee you I don't give a fuck how law abiding, what a fine upstanding citizen you think you are. Somewhere, if they want you, somewhere in those 22,000 laws on the book, they're going to find one that they can break it off in your ass with.
Brother, you ain't got to tell me. I challenge anybody. I challenge anyone. You, Joseph, Ron, anyone to go out and get a federal motor carrier safety regulation handbook. Okay? Every time we get pulled into the scales for an inspection, they pull that book out. And, buddy, they run you through the coals. There is no way, no, unless they just don't feel like writing you up, there is no way you are going to get out of having a ticket. No way. Do you know there is a regulation in there that if you have a truck with a sleeper on it and you're driving that truck, while you're driving that truck and if your bed is not neatly made, that's a violation. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Yep, especially in California. Big violation.
If your bed is not made, That is a violation. That is a violation on you.
If you smoke in your truck. If you smoke in your truck, it's a violation.
Oh, I already done got a ticket for that. I already got a ticket for that in California.
Mm-hmm.
$500.
Mm-hmm.
$500. I was going through the scale in California, in Conquesco, California. Going through the scales. Was puffing on a cigarette while I was going through the scales. CHP pointed me to the left. Went in, showed him all my permits, everything else. Started writing a ticket. I said, what the fuck are you writing me a ticket for? He said, you're smoking in your truck. I said, well, it's my truck. He said, no, in California, that's your workplace, and it's illegal to smoke in the workplace. And guess what? Guess what? California's still waiting to get that $500. They're still waiting.
Right.
They've been waiting a long time.
Well, the thing is, I got a parking ticket in Spokane, Washington on a job site. And it was our fucking job site. And they gave me a parking ticket for it. So what I did is I sent them a picture of their fucking money. They're still waiting for their money.
Right.
My middle finger.
We do that all the time with these red light cameras. They were so adamant about these red light cameras all over the city of Baton Rouge. All over the city of Baton Rouge. I must have 24 of these goddamn things. Okay? Because, I mean, if you just come within a few inches, it just takes a few inches for that camera to go off. And even if you stop at the red light, oh, they'll say, well, oh, you got too close. You got too close to the intersection or whatever. And then they send it, if you don't pay it, they send it and they put it on your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I mean, these things here have caused more accidents, and nobody pays them. And the city of Baton Rouge spent, I think they got a grant for $8 million of tax money to install these sumbitches all over the city of Baton Rouge. And they're just a waste of fucking time and money.
Mm-hmm.
All the way around.
That way here in New Mexico, it was so much problems. I finally got dead away with the cameras up here and everything, you know. But no, these laws are so ridiculous. I mean, you know, and what I mean by having the same laws, they're wanting to put in the books. I was reading what's going to be put into this thing tomorrow. They want more good background checks. And I'm like, that's already law. They want more this, more that, which is already law. You know, it's like
background checks. Background checks are the equivalent of closing the barn door after the horse has run out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have roughly right now with the massive gun buy up, it went up from 70 million. It went 30 million to 37 million firearms in circulation in the United States now.
Yeah.
And you have countless amounts of ammunition. They can't even begin to fathom the amount of live rounds that are out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. There is no way. I mean, you pass laws against transferring meth, heroin, and prescription opioids, and y'all can't keep track of that shit. How in the fuck are you going to keep track of me selling Joseph a gun?
Exactly. And here's the thing, what they don't get, and I'm going to put this out there to everybody listen. If your gun's not registered, don't worry about it. What the government does, what they don't know, ain't going to hurt.
That's right. If it's not registered, none of my ARs are registered. None of my, all of my ARs
ATF?
Are 80% lower receivers.
Right. ATF
they're
already
cold
has
as
that.
They come.
Yeah.
You know?
So
they're cold
the
as they come.
Of the, guns in, the majority of the guns in Idaho are not registered. And we're rated
mm-hmm.
third in the country for the per capita gun ratio. You know what I mean? How many guns
mm-hmm.
per person type thing. I think it was something like 11 mm-hmm. or 12 guns per person in the state of Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
The capital.
Well, here's the thing.
No,
here's the thing.
We don't register. Well, let me finish. Let me finish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In Idaho, you can sell person to person, right, legally.
Mm-hmm.
You can. I can sell you a gun, you know what I mean? No background
mm-hmm.
check, no nothing, just person to person sales. And that's perfectly legal here. A lot of the state is actually a Second Amendment sanctuary state. Which the goal is to make the whole state a sanctuary state, Second Amendment
mm-hmm.
sanctuary. You know what I mean? The thing is that we're going to encounter, I think, later on, maybe in a year, I don't know. You know what I mean? Is he's going to pass? They're going to pass these bullshit laws, and they're going to tell states like Idaho, "Well, you're going to have to start enforcing them." And Idaho's going to say, "Kiss our ass," and then that's
mm-hmm.
when the fight will begin because they'll be like, "Well, then we're going to come up over there with." We're troops, and we're going to start, and we are going to enforce
well, here's the
this,
thing.
And we'll do the battling.
Exactly, and here's the thing with this registration. ATF already has, when you buy your gun, because I bought me a gun a couple of weeks ago, that information is already with ATF.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It, you know,
no, let me correct that. Let me correct that, Joseph.
Okay.
Only if you buy... five handguns
mm-hmm.
or multiple rifles, okay,
mm-hmm.
does that arms dealer, does that store, mom and pop store, whatever it is, have to send
mm-hmm.
that along with a form to the ATF?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the way it works is like this. If a firearm is used in a crime and they recover it, okay, they take the
mm-hmm.
serial number. They get in touch with the manufacturer of that firearm. That
mm-hmm.
manufacturer of that firearm takes that serial number, and it runs to who? Russell's Wholesale Gun Barn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's a multiple class 3 firearms dealer. He
mm-hmm.
sells to Ron's Sports Shop.
Mm-hmm.
That transfers it because he's got a federal firearms license, legal to transfer
mm-hmm.
through UPS. He transfers
mm-hmm.
over there. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that shows the record of it. When
mm-hmm.
you go to Ron and you purchase that weapon and you fill out that form, Ron takes that form, he puts it in a file cabinet. That way, when the FBI, ATF, or who the fuck ever comes up and once they've run that serial number and tracked it down, okay, they know where Joseph got that firearm from that he committed
mm-hmm.
a murder or a robbery with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's how
what?
It works.
And guess what? Now with this new gun law, the owner of that store can be charged, which is one of the laws they're
now,
trying to pass.
Now they're trying to do away with all of that. They're trying
mm-hmm.
to put, like I said, state rights. They're trying to
mm-hmm.
do away with the state rights, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That way, when you go buy that firearm, they've got to file direct with the alcohol, tobacco,
mm-hmm.
firearms, and explosives, all
mm-hmm.
right? Mr. Joseph Bernard puts up a post on Facebook, well, I'd like to fucking shove a stick of dynamite up Nancy Pelosi's ass and light it. Oh, goddamn, we got a fucking terrorist here. Run him through the
yep.
ATF, see if he's got a firearm. Call the local FBI office, send them motherfuckers to his house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep. So, and also something mm-hmm. that they did in the 70s in Connecticut, in the late 70s, was, in Connecticut back in, I think it was like 78, 79, something like that, they decided that they were going to pass a law that said you had to register your guns, right? Well, everybody told them, you know what, kiss our ass. We're not going to register our guns.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they went to the pawn shops, the gun shops, and stuff like that, and they subpoenaed their records of everybody who had bought guns from them And then they started going door to door for the people that didn't register their guns. And so that's how they did it over there back then.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
mm-hmm.
going to say they're not going to try to do that again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's how they found out who had guns that were unregistered. Stuff like
well,
that. You buy them from a place, there's paperwork
mm-hmm.
on them. It's just reality. There is a record of it.
You know what? I'm sick of everybody believing that the government's playing by the rule. Oh, well, you know, when they call in, you know, to run your background check when you buy a rifle, pistol, whatever the case may be, you know, you give them the serial number of the weapon and they run you and stuff like that. If y'all think for 1 minute that the ATF doesn't have already have a record of every weapon sold since they started doing that shit, y'all are lying to yourselves, and y'all need to step in front of a mirror and slap some sense into yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1935. Since 1935. When they came
yep.
out with the $200 tax stamp because Al Capone's men used mail-order submachine guns, Thompson guns, for the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. That's when it
mm-hmm.
all started.
Started, yep.
You used to could buy a Thompson machine gun for $200 out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. Boy, would we love to have them days back, Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could buy a Colt 45 for $100.
Yeah.
Then they enhanced it. Then they enhanced it when they came up with that bullshit that a Marine Corps maggot draws shot President Kennedy 250 feet away in a moving target and got 3 shots off inside of 6 seconds with the most raggediest, trashy-ass fucking rifle ever made in fucking history. The 7.5
mm-hmm.
Italian Carcana. A garbage
yep.
can lid is safe at 25 yards from this son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You better not shoot it where you got a house on either side of it, because if you shoot straight, you're going to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the most raggediest made son of bitches. If you ever go to a gun show, or go to Cabela's, if you ever down here, go to Cabela's in Denham Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have one on display. They will let you hold it. They will let you shoot it. And Russell, I'm going to tell you what. I know you done shot many a bolt action rifle. Ron, you done shot many a bolt action rifle, Mauser action rifles. This thing here, if you get off 3 shots in less than 30 seconds, something's wrong. You holding the wrong rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing is garbage. This thing is pure garbage, man. And there is no way, there is no fucking way that man hit the broadside of a fucking barn with that thing.
And that's what they've been
no
saying.
Way.
That's what they've been and, saying
but
all these
the,
years.
But the point I'm trying to make,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make is that this rifle was bought from a vendor through the mail, and there was no paperwork on it. He had a pistol, too,
mm-hmm.
that he shot a Dallas police officer with. Supposedly shot a Dallas police
mm-hmm.
officer. But, and there was no paperwork on that. That completely,
mm-hmm.
that's when they started cracking down on the gun registrations. And, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was a time where I remember, and I know Russell remembers, where you couldn't buy pistol ammunition without registering it.
Mm-hmm.
You had to buy pistol ammunition. And then they came up with Super X came out with the 357 Magnum solid stainless steel armor piercings that'll go through an engine block. Oh, no. Uh-uh. Oh, no. Law enforcement only. Federal,
mm-hmm.
state law enforcement only. You cannot sell that to civilians. No, no, no,
mm-hmm.
no, no. that will go through a president. If the president has to wear a bulletproof vest, body armor, that will go completely through it, and it would. Mm-hmm. A 357 mm-hmm. Magnum, let me tell you what, it don't bullshit, fellas. Even though it's a six-shooter, it don't bullshit.
Oh,
that is a fast-moving round.
Oh, yeah. I shot a 357 and, broke my damn arm on the damn thing. I broke my thumb, because I didn't hold the grip tight enough. But, oh, yeah.
That's because you're a puss. That's because you're a puss. You're from New Mexico. You're a puss.
I was 15 years old at the time. But these laws are just plain stupid. I mean, they're writing laws that are already laws. I mean, we caught it several times.
It don't matter how stupid anyone thinks they are. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You're arguing and trying to make a point that is completely moot to what is
mm-hmm.
going on, in my opinion, because...
Mm-hmm.
They're writing the laws for one reason and one reason only, and it's not to
mm-hmm.
go along with or work in coordination with or anything like that. They are writing
mm-hmm.
this for one reason and for one reason only.
Yep. Because as that old lady says in that video,
mm-hmm. I lost Russell.
A nation that fears its government is under a tyrannical dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
A government that fears its citizens is freedom.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they got the military still there in D.C.?
That is National Guard. That is weekend
or National
warriors.
Guard.
And I'm gonna tell you like Lucretia, like Carmelita said. These young kids, they're in there, they're around all the battle rattle, and I can tell you this right now. If hardcore elderly combat veterans were to decide to go down there and just arbitrarily just drink beer and take pot shots at them, them little son of a bitches would drop them fucking guns and run home to mama and grab a titty.
Right.
I guarantee you.
Russell just texted me. He said he lost service, but he can text. And I agree with you. I mean, but why else? I mean, if these people in D.C. have these guards there, what the hell are they afraid of?
A lot of these kids fell into the bullshit, the National Guard, the college tuition, and blah, 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 but they didn't read the fine print, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're stuck in it,
mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I remember, and Ron remembers too, when Desert Storm first kicked off, Operation Desert Shield. Oh, no, I didn't sign up to go overseas and fight. I signed up for 1 week in a month and 2 weeks out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You had a bunch of them crying about that, boy. They didn't want to go over
mm-hmm.
in that sandbox and face them doom coons, them psychotic
mm-hmm.
motherfuckers. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
They cried and cried and cried. There's
mm-hmm.
a couple of them even broke down and said, no, I want out. I'm a homosexual.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to admit it. I'm a homosexual. I lied on my application. You know, we had a bunch of Corporal Clingers out there.
Yep.
And,
some of them got court-martialed too, if I remember.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. They got court-martialed, but here's where they hit them at. You see, the ones that got court-martialed, they was usually in there for maybe 2, maybe 3 years. See, National Guard, I think it's 5, 6 years, 2, 3 years. Well, what they did was the government made them pay back all the money that they got from them, that they were paid for them one week in a month and 2 weeks out of the year and all of that shit. You see, mm-hmm. and all the uniforms and training and all of that. See, they when mm-hmm. they got back in the workforce and everything else, they had jobs, and they started garnishing their wages. Mm-hmm. And a couple of them still paying that shit back. So, yep. you see, they're going to get you one way or the other. They're going to get you one
oh,
way
yeah.
or the other.
Oh, speaking of that, guys, did you hear what Camilla Harris did yesterday to the vets?
She broke out her knee pads?
No. Check this out. They are dipping into the VA funds so they can pay for the illegal aliens. And she told the vets, you guys did your job. We're proud of you. But you know what? You're no longer needed. These funds no longer pertain to you, so we're going to take your funds away. They're going to give them to the illegals.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ron, Joseph, Russell, everybody out there listening. Remember all the flack that President Trump got for coming off of Marine One and Air Force One and saluting the Marines and the servicemen?
Mm-hmm.
That were on parade dress and everything else down there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Biden got several deferrals
mm-hmm.
during the Vietnam War. What's
oh,
he doing
yeah,
saluting anybody? But you don't hear
oh,
word
yeah.
about that.
I saw that? An article on that. I was reading that. That was a very interesting read, too.
You know?
And guys, it's... I tell you, we're getting closer, Virgil. We've been calling the shots.
But I
we're
tell you what,
there.
I wish Marjorie would call. Marjorie, darling, if you listening in, darling, please, call in. Call in. We want to talk to you. Call in. Plus, I
right.
have a thing for blondes. Okay? I got a thing for blondes.
Don't let her
okay.
husband find out. Don't let her husband
okay.
find out. No, I'm kidding. Marjorie Greene, she's tops. I mean, she's got more guts than anybody I know, and I do know her personally. And everything's just that, she's a fighter, and she's still fighting. She don't give a shit.
Well, Joseph, she is a fighter, but she needs mm-hmm. to slow her roll. You see.
Yeah.
And Ron, I think Ron will agree with me on this because Ron, he does the militia thing. Russell,
mm-hmm.
You need to pick your battles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A captured enemy weapon is just as efficient in killing your enemy as your issued weapon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to use the weapons of your enemies against them,
mm-hmm.
i.e. their big goddamn mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Every senator and every representative has the right, when a bill is introduced, they have a right to make what they call amendments to that bill
mm-hmm.
to add
mm-hmm.
to it. Now, whether they're accepted or rejected is up to the people that vote on them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she would add, okay, you're going to ban assault weapons because this is all about saving lives. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Since we're going to save lives, we're going to ban cigarettes. We're going to ban alcohol. We're going to ban artificial
mm-hmm.
sweeteners. We're going to ban aerosol sprays. We're going to ban
mm-hmm.
this. We're going to ban that. We're going to ban... products that contain benzene,
mm-hmm.
asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to ban that. Let's add that into this and ban these. Let me tell
mm-hmm.
you what. You go to putting a cigarette ban, you're going to have big tobacco crawling out of the woodwork.
Yep. Well, that's where they get most of the kickbacks from.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. If she adds cigarettes into this, we're just saving lives bill, anti-gun,
mm-hmm.
grab, socialist, communist bullshit, okay, automatically she's going to have the American Cancer Society on her side. She's going to have the American Lung Association on her side. She's going to have the American Heart Association on her side. She's going to have the Surgeon General, because the Surgeon General is not going to come out and say, oh, well, all of a sudden, smoking is good for you. Okay, all right. What about that federal judge that ordered Philip Morris Company and Nabisco to place flyers in packs of cigarettes that saying cigarettes kill 1,200 people a day in the United States? This was a federal court order that they did, that they did this, and they put these advisements. See, that's where she needs to take her, that's where she needs to get her strength from. And all of a sudden, when she does that, she's going to go from being the conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat wearing, white supremacist, violent, this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. She's going to go to being flavor of the month. Because when you mess with billions and trillions of dollars in tax revenue, you see, Marlboro, Winston, Kool, Salem, Camels, Pall Malls, all of that are not just sold here in the United States. These cigarettes are sold worldwide. Worldwide. And there is a tax put on them. There is an export tax put on them. Not only a sales tax, but an export tax. And you go to messing with that, let me tell you something. You're going to have a really, really big argument. They're going to go round and round and round with it. And all she's got to do is get in front of the camera and say, if this is all about saving lives, why are you against banning cigarettes and alcohol? Why are you against this? Why?
I think
because there's a tax stamp.
Yep, I'll bring that up tomorrow. We're going to that meeting that I'm going to go be in tomorrow. I'll bring that up, see if it doesn't start a fight.
Oh, it's going to start a fight. It's going to start a fight. When you start challenging, when you start challenging, and both of them, hey, firearms and tobacco.
ATF.
You know, that's right. A man can always use more alcohol, tobacco, and firearms than I can think of something else. You know, but my fan Sierra might be on here, so I'm not going to say that. You know,
she's at work. She said she was going to listen to the show when she got home. But, you know, I'll mention that tomorrow just to start a fight. So I'll send you guys the link. I think it's at 10 o'clock when the meeting starts, and it'll be in a Zoom meeting. So.
But, Ron, you need to make that when your bullshit comes up there, too, because I'm going to make it down here. And when the bullshit comes up there, that should be your argument, too. Well, if this is about saving lives, let's add this on to it. And watch how quick they change their tune, brother. Watch how quick. I guarantee. I'll bet you dollars against pesos.
I'll bring it up tomorrow, guarantee it. But anyway, guys, it's that time and everything. I apologize for yesterday for not being on there. The storm kind of it messed everything up and stuff. So, but we're back here tonight. And we'll be back here Thursday night and everything, so you all tune in. But, yeah, I'll be speaking at the registration meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So it'll be a live Zoom meeting. So I'll send you guys the link so you can watch it and everything. But I will bring that up. So I may need some bail money. but it's not the first time. Me and my friend Audrey started a fight with the legislation. All we did was mention a couple of things to him, and oh man, the fight was on. You remember Audrey, don't you, Virgil? We had her on the show. That was fun though, because we had them fighting like cats and dogs with each other. That was funny. But anyhow, all right, you guys. Well, we'll go ahead and sign off and everything. We'll be back Thursday. But you all be safe in this wild weather that we got and everything. We just got to keep going with the flow. See what's going to happen next. But anyhow, everybody, you all be safe out there. Have a good night. Ron, you be safe and warm up there. And Virgil, good luck. To see if you can get a load tomorrow.
Oh, I'm leaving out tomorrow. I got to go to Alabama.
Well, hopefully the roads will be good going up there, you know. So yeah, my nephew is he's out there on the boat, but he's up there by your neck of the woods. I told him to look you up, so you might get a message from him. So
okay.
But right. But anyway, all right, guys, we'll sign it off. We'll see you all tomorrow. I mean, on Thursday night. So good night.
Night.
Good night, Chesty. Wherever you are.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man. Be the sad man behind blue eyes, and no one knows what it's like to be.